Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour is breaking news.
Former President Donald Trump right now in a New York courtroom during opening statements in his hush money case.
CNN national correspondent Kristen Holmes says the Trump re-election campaign is doing what they can to keep him in touch with voters while spending a lot of time in court.
They are now resigned to the fact that this is where we are. He is going to be in this courtroom 4 days a week, and he's going to take advantage of going to the cameras. But I'm telling you, when I'm talking to these senior advisors, they are just unsure that that's going to be enough. They are trying to figure out ways to keep him on the campaign trail, keep him in interfacing with voters, even if that means keeping him local to New York and various areas like outer boroughs, Staten Island, places that he won in the election or at least is more popular.
Trump attorney Will Scharf also appeared on CNN just moments ago.
We're looking to focus on the facts and cutting through all the sensationalism, all the sort of lurid details that have been aired in the media for years is going to be difficult. But at the end of the day, if the jury just looks at the facts that will be in evidence, we believe we have a winning case. I don't think President Trump did anything wrong here. I think the business records in question were accurate. They accurately reflected payments to an active attorney for President Trump. And if the jury is just able to cut through all the noise, we think this is going to be a great trial for us.
The defense opening statements expected to take about 20 minutes, with the prosecution saying they'll take around 40 minutes.
Some other breaking news this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court will take up an appeal over the regulation of ghost guns. Ghost guns don't have serial numbers, making it difficult to trace them. A regulation in 2022 required unfinished gun parts to be licensed and include serial numbers. The court arguments will be made this fall.
The Senate is expected to vote early this week on a package of bills passed by the House over the weekend. The bills provide billions in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and one bill forces a sale of TikTok. But a few Republicans in the House are angry at Speaker Johnson for bringing the bills to the floor.
There are now at least two other Republicans who have joined Marjorie Taylor Greene in her efforts to oust Johnson. She's already called what's called a motion to vacate against Johnson, but she hasn't brought it to the floor for a vote. And instead, what she's doing is holding this motion to vacate, which is the same thing that got rid of Kevin McCarthy, over Johnson's head and try to push him to resign. Johnson, meanwhile, says he's not going anywhere.
ABC's Jay O'Brien says those threatening to oust Speaker Johnson say that Congress should have focused on security at the U.S. border before sending more money overseas.
Utah's four representatives split over sending money and ammunition to Ukraine, but were united in pressuring a sale of TikTok. Joining us live is KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, TikTok is just the great uniter, and it brought together most of the House of Representatives, who passed a bill to force a sale of the social media platform. Congressman John Curtis says why on Inside Sources in March.
That's one thing to influence behavior on consumer purchases. It's quite another to influence behavior, let's say, on things that impact depression and even suicide and body image, and what about elections?
Ukraine funding has become more of a hot potato, with Representatives Blake Moore and John Curtis voting for the aid package and Representatives Burgess Owens and Celeste Malloy voting against it. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah law enforcement encouraging parents to talk with their kids about sextortion, saying this is a problem that they're seeing every single day. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with those details. Adam?
Tim, we're talking about when someone poses as someone else online, starts messaging a child, gets them to eventually send explicit photos, then threatens to share those photos with people if the child does not pay them money. Now, Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart told KSL.com the average victim is just 15, but it's not unheard of to see victims as young as 6. Stewart says the best way to prevent this beforehand is to talk openly with your kids about it and what they're doing on social media. If your child ever gets tangled up in one of these schemes, block and stop messaging the predator. Document what you can and file a police report. And most of all, don't ever send money. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.